brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
James O'Keefe knows Glenn Beck, but on the show a lot. And I think Glenn Beck does a lot of good work. My wife calls me this morning. I'm driving into work about 9 a.m. And she goes, hey, I just tuned into Glenn Beck on local radio on your local affiliate. And he's talking about how they're going to take everybody's guns who's ever been on any type of anti-anxiety medication. I said, yeah, that's our story from last night. So I pulled over and I already knew. And I went to Drudge, and there was our article. It's on Drudge right now, middle column. And I tune in, and he's reading it still. This is like 3 minutes later, going back to pieces, not saying it's from Infowars.com. And, you know, here's the deal. And then not saying it came from DrudgeReport.com. My issue, maybe I missed it, but it's any time I tune in. You know, we don't copy him, he copies us, which I don't mind if he didn't attack us. See, I've got James O'Keefe on here. Because I just want a future for my kids. I think the guy's a hero. I think he's a model for all of us, like we are Change is. And I've done this trailblazing work. Copy us and do it better. This is how we're going to beat him. That's why when his book comes out, I'm going to buy thousands of them and sell them on Infowars.com. I'm ranting here. I didn't mean to go off into a Glenn Beck thing. It's just that we need more people to fight this tyranny because these are real authoritarians. Knowing them as good as you do, knowing how criminal they are, do you think I'm wrong in saying this is really a dangerous group of people?
No, Alex. You know, I've lived it. I'm one of the... there are a number of us who've lived through it, but I mean, I've been detained, I've been sued, I've been slandered, I've gotten defamation settlements from journalists. I've been through just about everything you can go through in your 20s. And what I've learned is that the most important thing is to keep going, is to not stop. I'm a Christian guy, so I mean, I'm not worried. I'm just trying to expose things. What we don't have enough of is we don't have fact finders. And that's what, you know, Drudge is great. He links to new stories, new information. You put out one fact, it seems like it gets consumed by so many different blogs. So my message is to get citizen journalists to go out there and not be afraid and expose new information, new content. We need more content. We have plenty of distribution platforms. Now we just need new content, and that's what my book is going to be about. It's going to be about how to survive the machine and make a difference.
Hey, what do you, all the things you've learned, all the knowledge, transferring it to others, invaluable. I'm telling you, I'm excited to read the book. That's why I'm foaming at the mouth.
The Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, you said he dedicated it to Lucifer. In many ways, I kind of, you know, half-heartedly dedicate this book to Saul Alinsky because I learned a lot from people like Saul Alinsky and these community organizers. They used to organize people for power, you know, to overturn the democratic idea. And what I'm doing is using those same community organizing tactics to organize like-minded citizen journalists for power.
And you're using the truth instead of lies. Well, see, I haven't read your book yet. You're going to send me a copy. I mean, I guess there's not even copies out there yet. But you notice I peered into what was happening because I get what you're saying. Maybe if you still have time to change the foreword, you know, make the joke about dedicated to Saul Alinsky, but no, not really. He dedicated it to Lucifer. He used lies. We're using truth. I dedicate this to Jesus Christ.
That's a very good idea. I'm actually finishing the acknowledgments right now, so I can add something to that.
Well, I don't mean to be a preacher, but there's your word of knowledge, my friend.
Thank you.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Hey, seriously, let's do five more minutes, or do you have to go? You got another interview coming up?
Actually, I just have to cop. I got a couple of my guerrilla journalists in the field right now doing some videos, so I have to advise them. So they're going to call them at 2:00.
Absolutely. All right, we'll get to that, and then we're going to have you back very soon to talk more about what's going on. Because I know you're going to be breaking big news.
We're going to be breaking stories all the next few months, so I'll be sure to
on Turdberg, or I'm sorry, Bloomberg. We'll be right back. Thanks, buddy. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared, and not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., we're here live, and I am waging war on the globalists. They work for foreign banks that openly announce they're establishing an authoritarian, tyrannical world government. Financial Times of London, their editor, four years ago, wrote, "And now for world government," and said, "You bet we're secretive, you bet we're authoritarian, and we're smarter than you, and we're going to run your life." And you know what the whole plan is? Bring in world government, cut off the resources, so they can socially engineer you and your family, get rid of the family. You'll all live in these government dormitories with basically, it's a bunch of nobodies who can't win in a normal society, being good-looking, smart, hard-working, funny, inventive. They form gangs. Because it doesn't matter if a bunch of mangy hyenas are nothing compared to a big lion. You get about 20 of them, they can kill any lion they want. And that's what this is. That's what this whole thing is throughout history, is you've got people in gangs and people that gravitate towards gangs, government gangs, police gangs, corporate gangs, bureaucratic gangs, and you've got a bunch of foreign offshore banks. And people say, how do you fight them? Go look at who gives money to Handgun Control Incorporated, the Violence Policy Center, and then all the other big foundations that fence it out to them, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. Go look at what they're for in the family. Get rid of national sovereignty. Open the borders completely up to bring in groups that are clients of the government. I wouldn't be against 50 million people from Mexico if they were loving George Washington's Second Amendment private property, because it's the content of the minds. I don't care if every Californian moves to Texas, except they flee what they've done there. Because I'd say California is prettier than Texas on average. I'd love it if it was like Texas. I'd probably live there. But it's a hellhole. And then you come here, you've already pooped in your pool there. Now I'm in the pool in Texas, and you're squatting, crapping all over us. And I'm like, listen, you're crapping in the pool. They're like, no, I'm not, while I'm watching them do it. Listen, get it through your bug-eyed brain, okay? You're not going to suck us dry like Russia and Nazi Germany. Get it through your stinking brain. I know you're cowards and weak, so you lust after power because you've never had it, okay? You don't even know what you're getting into, okay? Because you're weak idiots. The useful idiots always open up the bridge, the drawbridge, and open the gate for the enemy to come in. And you know the first people the enemy slits the throats of? They don't want a traitor that'll open the gate for the next person. They despise you, Mike Martinez. They despise you. And the globalists all hate each other as well. I mean, they've written about it. These Bilderberg and Davos and Bohemian Grove meetings, they're all a bunch of backstabbing mafia crud. Dishonorable. That's why they want to corrupt society so you're dishonorable. Because if you're not dishonorable, then society will be strong and they can't overrun you. And I'm not an honorable person because I've got some goody-two-shoes idea. I'm honorable because it makes sense. And let me tell you, this is a dishonorable world now. Wickedness is spreading. And I don't mean the wickedness the preacher talks about and he's a goody-two-shoes and a fake. Okay, I know about wickedness because my heart is wicked. Very wicked, ladies and gentlemen. But the good in me is even stronger. And I can tell you, not just their political actions, but all of it. I've been around the so-called Democratic Party and who they are the authoritarian scum of the earth. Does that mean the Republicans are good? No, they're controlled by the very same globalist. What I'm getting at here is that we are in a crisis and these are bad people. How do you know if you're walking down an alleyway at night and you see some really scary people looking at you in an aggressive way and in a predatory way and you know they're stalking you and they sure enough say, what time is it, buddy? And then if you're dumb enough, because they're looking for somebody that'll go up against the wall, I'm your friend, mind if I have your wallet? Because then it's not even stealing. He gave it to me. I mean, I've been on the New York subway in the morning and at night when they're doing that to an old lady. And, you know, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. The point is that I don't want to live under this bondage. You don't want to live under it. Find your common sense. Find out what's happening. I'm going to have them with us for the rest of the hour here today. Jakari Jackson and David Knight. We just had James O'Keefe on from the Veritas Project. And we're taking action. And let me tell you, it's exciting. It's bold. People play video games for adventure. They go and jump out of airplanes for adventure. They go and do all this stuff looking for the adventure. The adventure is always about defending liberty and freedom so you can go out and write the books you want to write. So you can go out and be the journalist you want to be. So you can go out and worship the God you want to worship. So you can go out and build the business and the idea you want without some big cartel having government shut you down because you didn't go through the right process. You know what you got to do to get drugs approved nowadays? You got to go pay off U.S. military generals to get them to fast-track human testing on U.S. troops for anything. I'm going to know people in drug development. Okay? You go pay off generals, and it's all legal. You pay them off and their advisory board that's got congressmen on it, and then they all get a piece of the drug, and then it gets approved, even if it kills people. That's how America works. You hear, oh, we can't get the drugs approved. They've got warehouses of treatments and near cures for everything. They have found the cures for cancer 99% of the time. There's no 100%. There's complications. They've got all of it, and they're going, we've got all this. We've got all this incredible technology. We've got antimatter power systems. That's been leaked. They've got everything. And they're going, well, we don't need all these people. Look at their ugly eating hamburgers and stumbling around, tattoos all over them. You're the ones that did that to them. You're the ones that sold them a culture. I'm not saying you're bad if you have tattoos. You know my point. To destroy you so that you would be weak so that they could run over you. Eugenics isn't get rid of the bad, build up the good, which is evil in itself because you know where that goes. Real eugenics, when you get deep into it, is about targeting the strong, the beautiful, Be creative, because you are a threat to them, just like a lion will kill a baby male lion. He'll come over and smell it, and then he'll eat it. Grizzly bears do it. Every predatory species does it. And make no mistake, humans are predatory. And so the globalists call themselves another species. They're above us, and they want us disarmed. The toll-free number to join us after we go through these clips is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You either wake up and get the fire of liberty burning in your heart, or get ready to be a total techno slave. And again, the end of this road isn't just slavery. The New World Order's got all these little jobs where you can have petty power through the system. But at the end of the day, it's meant to be cycled down and shut down. 800-259-9231. What do you think of Mike Martinez? What do you think of Bloomberg? What do you think of these Democrats openly saying, with Republican traitors, that they are going to ban our guns once they register them? Well, we already knew that. It's the sneakiness of these people. That should discredit them. But they always have these weak, pathetic, gibbering people that look like mental patients. I mean, I've gone to these anti-gun rallies, and it just looks like it doesn't matter if they're black, white, Hispanic, these people all look like Buzz Bissinger. I mean, they are fundamentally weirdo people who hate you and want to pull you down. I'm sorry I've said that. Gentlemen, I'm ranting. We're going to break here in a few minutes. Shikari, David Knight, hearing all this, I just realized the full assault is now happening. The enemy is putting their full weight on us. This is the main assault. It's just going to get worse. And this is where we decide who we are. And now I realize the gun owners aren't going to turn them in. It's going to turn into a shooting war. They're going to call gun owners terrorists, and it's off to the races. How do we stop that? How do we avert that? And recap some of the other clips before we play the clips we haven't gotten to yet, because you were in here with us last hour, for those that don't know.
Well, you talked about the big...
Well, go ahead.
You talked about the big picture. We're going to talk about some of the details, because Acevedo was talking about registration versus confiscation. He's talking about, are we really on a slippery slope? And so we want to talk about some of those issues and what he said there, and where, what he's calling for and what the Democrats are calling for, where that's going to lead immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't know if the guys have the clip ready. It's clip number 6, if we have time to play that.
Now let's go ahead, and he's queuing that up, and we're going to... what did you think when the news, because I played that local KVUE piece where they said no one wanted to take the guns, and then they edit Martinez to make it sound like he wasn't going to take the guns. Yeah, when he said we're going to, I mean, it's just... And I guarantee you they got a pat on the back. Good job lying to the viewers.
Yeah, it's definitely sleight of hand, because they took the clip... Well, I wouldn't even, can't say they took it out of context. They just edited it in a certain way that when they play the lady saying... Well, I'm not trying to take anybody's guns, and maybe she isn't. She wants responsible gun restrictions, whatever that means to her. But then you play Martinez, who says, yes, I will take your guns. I'm going to make your sign legitimate, because you see the guy with the sign that says, in the gun ban or no gun ban.
Oh, I'll guarantee if she's the head of that group, she wants total abolition. I've run into these people behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at that myself, because they may start with that. We think we can get this today, but I wouldn't be surprised if many of those people just wanted to complete abolition of firearms.
Most of those people have been let out of mental institutions, or they're in the government. I've been to dozens of those. And they're all weirdos. Go ahead.
We need to stop this at registration. And we're going to talk about why we need to do that. We got that clip ready. Let's run that.
Yeah, let's go to that clip. Here it is.
Registration of people who have not been convicted of any crime?
You know what? I personally wouldn't have a problem with that, because to me, I register my car for a reason.
This is Austin Posse.
That is so people know that's my vehicle, belongs to me. And if anybody's found with that vehicle and it gets run, then they know there's a problem. When I sell my vehicle, I do what's called release of liability. I transfer ownership.
They use registration now to steal your car.
I know
the government
folks,
does when you haven't
really taxes. Believe that if we had registration of firearms, that that's the step right before confiscation. And my response to that is the day the government wants to do something silly, like go around to over 300 million Americans and take guns and 300 sets of homes with different people, they'd go house to house anyway.
So I'm not exactly sure what he was implying
there. No, the official new army manuals for house-to-house gun confiscation, they did it in Katrina, and they're already taking guns in all these states that are banning them and arresting people for over 10-round mags with felonies. I mean, it's happening.
But they do want to know who has the guns.
Of course they do. They admit that. Yeah.
But the thing, listen to the analogy that he's making, because this is all over a lot of people's signs that, of course, had been prepared for the crowd before they got there. And that was this analogy of automobiles to guns and registration of automobiles to registration of guns. That's not the analogy we're talking about. We're talking about a First Amendment type of analogy. You need to compare the Second Amendment to the First Amendment. The First Amendment says you'll make no law. The Second Amendment says you shall not infringe. And the only difference between those two is they understood they were going to come after the Second Amendment gradually, incrementally, around their edges. Okay, and that's exactly what this registration stuff is an infringement.
And then they say at the rally, we're going to ban your guns after we register them. And the news spins it and says, relax, relax, this isn't an assault, lay down.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in the coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
All right, in the next segment with my two co-hosts here today, Ja'Kari Jackson and David Knight, we will start going to your phone calls, interspersed with some of the clips we played earlier. But we were just getting into Arte Saveda saying, hey, don't worry about registration leading to confiscation. That's ridiculous. Whoever heard of that? Meanwhile, they just had a speech up there where the city councilman's like, hey, don't worry. First, we're going to register. Then your sign about gun ban, you're going to need that sign because that's what we're going to do. And then the crowd's all laughing and cheering, and a woman comes up with her hand and kind of hits him in the back, and they're grabbing at his sign, and then the media's like, look at that troublemaking gun owner over there, and we don't want your guns. It's like, folks, this is military operations. They found in World War I, if you had speakers blaring, this is not an assault, even though troops were coming over, the French and Germans did it back and forth on each other, that people wouldn't fight as hard. So they just, it's like in Saving Private Ryan where the German soldiers, they're trying to stab each other, and the American soldier starts getting the upper hand, and the guy's like, oh no, let's be friends. Let's be friends. We're not fighting now. And the guy gives up, and then he's like, slides that knife in. We don't want your guns. There's no bullets. There's nothing going on. There's no, the Federal Reserve in private. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. Now, I just want to talk about a little bit about their views. These people at this rally, they just want reasonable restrictions. And one of those restrictions is to have people who have felony offenses, not be able to have their right to bear arms. Now, to many people, it may sound reasonable. They think about felonies as murder or heavy drug trafficking. But we have the article on Infowars.com about a man who was arrested, charged with felony offenses for releasing balloons. And you think about this, this is the new bar, or should I say the bar has been lowered. You can see it right there. Man faces 5 years in prison for releasing balloons.
And people say, that's Infowars.com. Well, go to the bottom then and click on the Sun Sentinel newspaper. He's facing 5 to 7 years for releasing 3 heart-shaped balloons.
Yeah, so that's the new bar.
For environmental crimes.
Yeah, so if you release balloons.
He wouldn't be able to have guns because he let those balloons go.
Because he would have a felony if he's charged with that. And on that same account, we can go to clip number 7 here. And this is Acevedo talking about the slippery slope of gun registration.
Here it is.
I would really like to see an anti-gun trafficking federal law to keep people from trafficking guns to folks that shouldn't have them. I know that Alex and a lot of his viewers are worried about that slippery slope. But like I've told Alex before, and I feel this in my heart of hearts, the right to bear arms has been part of our nation's history. I mean, it was a huge part of our nation's history. It's something that we have to support. But we protect it by taking common sense steps to do a better job of keeping guns out of the wrong people's hands. Over there in Colorado, in Aurora, where that guy would have been nice to be able to have something where we could at least take possession of those firearms for safekeeping until they can work through their issues.
So there you go. He said, I at least like to have access to those guns temporarily, pre-crime, because he had...
But meanwhile, he was planning it. He told everyone it's going to come out in court. He was on 7 drugs.
Right.
In a mind-controlled DARPA program. Gee, wonder why the top Air Force psych warfare specialist didn't tell the police, but now, because it's on record, goes, oh, well, I did. Oh, they never stop him. I wonder why. And Adam Lanza had his guns illegally. He tried to buy guns 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
But look at what Acevedo's doing. He's doing the typical Democrat talking points. He comes out and he says, we only want to take guns away from criminals, people who are convicted felons. We're going to give them due process, and then they shouldn't have guns anymore because they've been judged to be dangerous to the community. And like Jakari just pointed out, a felony is not what you think of as a felony. It could be releasing a couple balloons on the beach and then getting hit with a felony charge. It could be from the interview that you had earlier this week, Jakari, with
Antonio Beeler.
Yeah.
And, Alex, that situation. He was arrested for filming police attacking somebody else.
Here in Austin.
Yeah, here in Austin. And then he was attacked by the police. This is all on camera. We've shown it on Info.
He's backing away. They say he assaulted them.
Yeah, and then they say that he spit on them. You can see the guy, the police are wrestling him to the ground. He has his hands up like this, like I'm not resisting, and they try to slam him to the ground. A pretty pathetic attempt, if I might add so myself. But they're trying to slam the guy to the ground, and he said, I'm not resisting, but now they're trying to charge him with felonies for filming police.
And then they'll get his guns, don't worry.
And Acevedo supported that. He supported the officers who were lying. Okay, and he pushed for maximum charges on this guy.
And it's always, we love the veterans. The truth is they hate him because he's an Army Ranger, from Iraq and Kosovo.
Hmm? Yeah.
We'll show you.
Yeah, but it's exactly, what we're talking about. They're taking a fundamental right
and they're turning it into a government-granted privilege. At first he tells people, don't worry, we're only going to take rights away from convicted felons. But then later he turns it to anybody that a psychiatrist points a finger at.
And that's what they're calling for. They have a bill in the Texas legislature where the police just say they think you're acting mentally ill and your guns are gone.
Exactly.
I mean, that's Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay because Arte Saveda's so nice.
And that's what
he's a friendly guy.
He is a friendly guy. I'll give him that. He is a friendly guy.
Just don't turn your back on him. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Going to your calls here in a moment. We're just seeing a rampage of authoritarianism out there on every front. So many fronts, I can't even keep track of it. We're going to go to Dean, Paul, Kent, Mark, Sean, and others here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Gentlemen, let's get to some more of these clips. What's up next, Shikari?
Well, actually, we have the last clip, and I'll let David introduce this one because he actually asked the question.
Well, basically, we just wanted to see if he's having trouble getting ammunition. You know, there's reports, it's actually linked to Drudge, I think, two or three days ago, where they're talking about police departments couldn't get ammunition. The Tennessee Highway Patrol couldn't get ammunition. The lead story was some police department where they're putting off their qualification because they couldn't get sufficient ammunition. So I asked Art Acevedo if the Austin Police Department was having any trouble getting ammunition. Here's what he said.
Are you having any trouble getting ammunition?
No, actually, no.
So when we heard that, we went out and we looked around Austin to see if we could buy any ammunition from sporting goods stores. And we
Slim pickings.
Yeah.
And that piece is tonight.
No, it'll be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. And to be clear, I was in an academy about a month ago buying ammo, and you have to go to the front register to get one box of 223, 308, or 40, or 9, all the government stuff. And I was told by the guys behind the counter, well, trucks come in, there's guys waiting. Sometimes it's the police. We try to help them out. You found one article out of East Texas where the gun shop said they give cops preferential treatment. So I sent you over there to see, A, let's show people there's real, because I told Watson about this, like, actually, it was a month and a half ago before anybody had the news that they were rationing ammo. And for whatever reason, he's a great writer. He had too much on his plate. Now it's news. But I was there at Academy, and then I called around at other academies. They go, no, you get one box. You guys experienced that same thing, correct?
Oh, yeah. We did some hidden camera stuff. I believe we all went out. I went to one of the academies here in Austin, and I go to the front counter. Well, first I go back to the gun bar, and you know, they're more the desired ammunition, your 223s, your 9mm. They kept those up front. So I go back up front to the customer service desk, and I say, hey, do you have any 223s? They say, yes, but you can only buy one box. And I was like, okay. So I pull out my money, and the guy behind the cashier girl, he said, well, you can buy two if you have somebody else buy one. But the cashier girl is telling me, no, this is our last box. So I'm like, okay, do you have one box or can I buy two if I'm with somebody else? Then the guy says, okay, just let the guy buy two. I only had enough money for one, so I just bought one. And
that was that Remington boar killer.
Yeah, that's
223.
That's the one you saw we have back there in the office. So, I mean, it definitely is bullet rationing, and even they resorted to the point of lying to you. You know, if you go in there and you want to get more than one box, and just instead of saying, sir, you can only get one box, like, no, this is our last box.
Well, see, I was told more because there was three guys, and I bought a couple shotguns. And one guy was shaking because it was me. And they go, don't worry, he's just a weekend guy. And of course, all these listeners come up shaking my hand. And I go, okay, I want that shotgun, and I want that shotgun, because you can't ever have enough shotguns, semi-autos. And the guy's going, you can't have two. You can't have two. And
why can't you buy two?
Well, and he goes, we got to fill out an ATF report, you know, that where you buy two rifles. And the manager goes, no, we don't. And then and I'm going, well, now tell me, how do I get 223 more than just one box? He goes, well, we were selling it right out of the truck to whoever got there first. We try to help the police out first. So I think Acevedo, maybe he's getting from the feds, Homeland Security. I mean,
he's certainly got connections. Oh, yeah. He's up all week with talking to Biden.
And he's not just standing behind him. He's on the news with the vice president.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's very calm. He said, no, I have no problems getting ammunition.
El Diablo.
We've seen the articles in other organizations, police organizations, where they're having trouble getting ammunition. Some gun stores are even making their own now just to supply.
And we have to understand, too, we touched on it at the very end of the, just before the break, but the argument that he's using, the standard Democrat talking points, is don't worry, we're only coming after dangerous felons, and they've had due process. But then as they talk, they spin it and say, and anybody that a psychiatrist deems to be dodgy, a little bit dodgy.
So it's not a court, it's the psychiatrist, psychologist that are public drug reps pushing drugs on kids. Their answer is, all our Prozac heads keep shooting everybody up, so now let's put more people on it.
And you lose due process, and not only does that person lose due process, but everybody in the household loses due process. Remember, there's that story that we covered. I don't remember where it was, but the kid had
the water gun.
The water gun. And they went in and confiscated the dad's guns.
So, well, that was on Monday. The bullies are beating them up, so they joke we could squirt them with water guns.
Mm-hmm.
I brought water guns to school. I mean, you name it. We threw footballs at each other all day. I mean, you know, whatever. Of course, they banned dodgeball.
There it is right there on the screen.
Yeah, there it is. And they come to the house and they go, well, when he moves out when he's 18, the kid's 10, you can have your guns back. Maybe.
Yeah, took $6,500 worth of guns from him. Just confiscated them. Because his son.
No judge, no jury, no nothing, just the police or God.
Because they had registration information on him, they knew that he had a gun. Because there were other kids, they didn't go after the other family.
And again, that's Long Island. So the issue here is, they just do whatever they want now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not even a law to do that. And they want that nationwide, just color of law. Folks, tyranny is when they do whatever they want. And it's here. And by the way, you notice they're announcing, we're going to take the federal pension funds to prop up the derivatives now, and we're going to take your 401k now, or part of it. And you know what? There is that new thing on investments, that new extra tax, and there is that payroll tax on poor people.
Right.
And I mean, how long can they get away with this level of con artistry?
I mean, I just don't get why people can't see it, because I used to work for the city of Tulsa back when I still lived in Oklahoma. And when I was, you know, coming in and filling out all my paperwork, they asked me, would you like to invest in a retirement plan? And I just seen on 60 Minutes, it was some town, I can't remember where it was. They just came in and took everybody's retirement plans who worked for the city for, you know, 30 plus years. So a lady's looking at me across the desk and like, do you want to sign up for our retirement plan? I'm like, I'm not going to be a retirement plan.
You know why they think it's all about to collapse? You got hundreds of cities, even some big ones going under all over, you know, not just in Michigan, but California, you name it. In the last 3-4 years, the city managers and 3 or 4 other key people, some of them getting paid $100,000 a year in even small towns that's come out in California.
Doesn't somebody in California make more money than Obama?
No. There's a city manager in a small town that made $800,000. Why not? I mean, they can do whatever they want. Guys, type in California bureaucrats pay $800,000. It was like $844,000. But the point is, they've quietly moved into other private pension funds that they know have been protected. And they're going to loot everybody else's. I mean, you cops following these criminals' orders, you really think you're going to take our guns and not have everything you've got taken? I mean, Mexico has triple the resources in major studies you can look up that the U.S. does. Oil, gold, timber, soils, volcanic. I mean, the whole thing's, except for a little bit of the north, is the best soil in the world. And Mexico can't get anything going because the El Jefes don't want people doing well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Who reportedly had a combined salary of $1.6 million. Oscar Hernandez, the mayor of Bell, California, and the city council accepted the resignation of the city manager, Robert Rizzo, assistant city manager, Angela, how do you say that, Spasisa, and police chief, Randy Adams, who reportedly had a combined salary of $1.6 mil. And see, that's not even the worst one. People in California finally went, you're taking my house for property taxes because I can't pay it because I have a medical issue or whatever, and the insurance won't cover it. You're taking my house, and you make $800,000 a year in a town of 50,000 people?
Yeah, that's how it works. That's exactly how it works.
And we've already seen precedents of this. In Illinois, they had the teachers' union, and the teachers' employees had a state pension. And, of course, the state comes in and borrows against it to the hilt. And that was one of the things that they came in and said, let's try to – the teachers actually voted to have private pensions. So they would actually have an account with their name on it, and they could – and they had transparency to see what was there. But now they're going to come after the private pensions. And they're not going to borrow it. They're just
Europe in the final orgy. They're going after the billionaires now who aren't on the inside group and taking all their money. And it turns out the really insider guys are all tax exempt.
Oh, yeah. Because they're giving you a haircut while they just rip money out of your account. And it's amazing to me that people don't think that it can happen here.
Notice the first week they reported on it, and now you never hear about it again?
Right.
And they took 100% of some accounts.
Yeah.
Because why not? They got away with 10%. Because there's no guns in Cyprus. Only the government has them. Mm-hmm. And, boy, I've talked to folks that have been to Cyprus. It's highly paramilitary. You know, soldier cops with machine guns. But you don't have them. And guess what? You don't have your bank account either.
Wow.
All right, I want to go to some phone calls. But we never got to clip number 2, which I guess is a repeat of Martinez. And I guess Art Acevedo. I think the biggest thing is they went out and intimidated the 2 guys with pro-gun signs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lady hits him in the back. It's weird. I mean, I love women.
They're heckling.
But it's weird how women will hit you. They'll kind of just like that. She like pow with her fingers, hits him, and then they cuss at him, and then he's bad because they did that.
Yeah, and they're heckling the guy, and I don't know if it's in that clip, but you can hear one of the ladies saying, oh, is this your bodyguard to the smaller guy? And they're making fun of him, and you can obviously see him. They're covering his sign, but they're the bad guys.
And then Acevedo comes over and like leans into him. What do you think? This is America? This is Cuba?
Well, it's key to remember what Martinez said, you know, when he got pushed and when he got his blood up. He said, we're going to make your gun ban sign come true.
What's the one where Art Acevedo says, I want to confront Alex. I'm not taking the guns.
I don't know if we have that one.
We need that for the nightly news then cutting to all the gun grabbers saying, once we register, we're going to get them.
Okay, we'll get that.
And the registration.
And it's so fake. He's like, how dare Alex say that? It's just so fake. It's like you catch your – have you ever had your kids when they're stealing candy or something, and they try that thing of acting angry, and then you see the wrapper sticking out of their pocket? I'm sorry.
Well, the registration that he's proposing, that Democrats are proposing, is bad enough, even without all-out confiscation. We understand it is a step to confiscation, but it is going to have immediate effect on a lot of people when you look at the way they're going around and already using registration information to grab your guns if they see something on Facebook that your son put on there about a squirt gun or something, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a serious step right there. It's changing a fundamental right into a privilege.
But outside of law, they're kicking kids out of school for their pastry looking like a gun,
right?
Or a G.I. Joe toy or a Nerf gun. They're just doing it. Like you said, brainwash, turn people against guns.
Yeah, when they locked down a school because you brought your Nerf gun. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
And we need to understand that these constitutional sheriffs that Acevedo attacked, these are elected officials. Okay, police chiefs are not elected. They're appointed bureaucrats. Okay, and like Sheriff Mack said, any gun law is illegal. And he did go to the Supreme Court. He did fight the Brady Bill and all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won.
So they just changed it.
Right.
You know, it's just amazing that we've gotten to this point. All right, let's go to the phone calls here. We're going to go to Dean, then Paul, Kent, Mark. Sean, thanks for calling in today. By the way, InfoWars Nightly News tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one of our reporters' first pieces on the street. It is incredible. We got the majority of Austinites we talked to did not know what dihydrogen monoxide was. We've redone that piece that Penn and Teller did 9 years ago, and they said ban water. And then you guys are going to go out, and you're going to get them to say ban sodium chloride and
carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide.
What you breathe out. Of course, the EPA is on board with that.
No, they are. Yeah,
that's just as ridiculous as banning water if you stop and think about it.
Well, the plants would die. You know, they've done the ice core samples. The lowest ever recorded are carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. Plants grow faster, healthier. There's more oxygen. Humans live longer.
Absolutely.
It's almost like the Earth's losing its atmosphere. They think all those A-bombs and stuff they detonated the U.S. military in the 60s, the upper atmosphere may have blown holes in the atmosphere. But that's good. Just say the atmosphere is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, just kill everybody. Kill babies. Just don't criticize. She goes, I forgive my enemies.
That is nothing new, though.
That's a Ford Foundation deal where they go, I'm with Jesus.
Yeah, but I mean, that whole thing about, you know, your kids belonging to the state, that goes all the way back to Plato's Republic.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted absolute control over everybody, and he wanted to destroy the family. He didn't want anyone to even know who their parents were so the state could completely control them. That was his prescription.
And that's what North Korea's done. And then some guys accuse me for talking about the allegory of the cave that I support Plato. That's how dumbed down even pseudo-intellectuals are. If I go, it's like Plato's Allegory of the Cave, which is a really good allegory, mm-hmm. then I support Plato.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, I didn't ever knew I was that smart. You guys feel like you're super smart or just normal? This is the general public's a bunch of idiots.
I don't know. Do we have the calls?
Absolutely, Jakari. Look at that, Jakari. Which means friend of callers. Let's go to Dean in Virginia. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Oh, thanks for being the ultimate
warrior. Hello, Dean. Good thing I didn't go to him. He's not there.
Can you hear me?
I wanted to hear what Dean had to say. John, are you there up at the network? Yeah, we've lost talk back to the network in Minnesota. So that's what that reason we may not be able to take callers. So, see, it's magic. Again, Genesis, can you hear me? Have we even been off the air a while or... Who even knows what's going on? Yeah, we're reconnecting with the network. And I want to hear what you have to say, Dean, so don't. The call system is locked up in here. So that's why we got to keep scanning like we're air traffic controllers. Scanning, scanning, scanning.
Let's talk about this constitutional sheriff stuff. I mean, you know, we need to get behind these sheriffs. We need to have someone who is going to stand with the law. And, you know, we don't need the Supreme Court to tell us what the meaning of not be infringed is. We pretty well can understand that.
Yeah.
And, you know, going all the way back to when this was first, the first idea came out here, Marbury versus Madison, that was where they established the fact that they were going to have the Supreme Court review all the laws. That was not an established fact. Jefferson attacked that from the very beginning and said, if you do that, you've turned the Constitution into a suicide pact. Let me read a quote from him. He says right here, in denying the right... they usurp of exclusively explaining the Constitution, and he's saying that the Supreme Court should not exclusively explain the Constitution. He says, intending to establish three departments, coordinate and independent, that they may check and balance one another, it's been given according to this opinion, that is Marbury versus Madison, to one of them alone, that is the Supreme Court, the right to prescribe rules for the government of the others. And to that one, too, which is unelected by and independent of the nation. In other words, these are politically appointed judges.
that are going to stand over and have final say-so over every law. And Jefferson said that was not the checks and balances that we had for the federal government. Certainly isn't the checks and balances that are there with the people and with the states. And that's what the 10th Amendment is about. It says rights that have not been expressly or powers that...
Yeah, hey, hold on one second. I got to be engineer on air, too. Hey, guys, I've lost connection to the network, and I guess I need to get some intel on that. What's going on, network? We're being hit by denial of service? All right. All right, well, I just want to get on the phone with you and make sure that was happening. All right, I'm engineer, too. All right, thanks. Wonder why we can't go to the phone calls. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, the bottom line is that, you know, what Acevedo was saying when he attacked the constitutional sheriffs was he was saying, you know, you have to do everything that the Supreme Court says. Well, the Supreme Court and everyone at the federal level is subordinate to the Constitution.
And we so what if we got a gang of nine? What if a foreign government got kids like sleeper cells, which is why we had said you had to be natural born here to be president. That used to happen in Europe. What if you got a Manchurian Supreme Court that then said you have to sacrifice your children on their fifth birthday? Oh, well, that's the Supreme Court. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, which never fully got enforced, i.e. slavery and stuff, until people did enforce it.
Right.
You see, people say the Constitution Bill of Rights failed because they hate it because it's the best thing ever created in history.
And talking about the Bill of Rights, there's a lady, I'm not sure if we have it in our clips or not, but she had a sign that said, "What amendment protects our children from the Second Amendment?" And I'm like, how many times have you been saved or somebody in your family has been saved, or even if you didn't know it, just because, let's say a police officer comes up, they're not afraid of the police officer, they're afraid of the gun on his hip. You know, that's why when the police officer pulls out the gun, the people start running. But, you know, for some reason, it's the Second Amendment's fault. Yeah.
All right, folks, we've got like triple redundancy backed up in the network up in Minnesota, but occasionally one of the connections cuts out. We're not aware of it. So that caller was probably there on air going, hello, 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 and I'm just sitting there going, ooh. So we're going to come back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix, life's getting better.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Sorry for the call problems. We're going to go into overdrive a little bit with the nightly news crew, and then we'll be back tonight. I'm hosting the news, but you guys are doing some of the interviews and reviewing some of the great films that are coming in on the $115,000 Paul Revere contest we're running. Don't forget, folks, we take the money that comes in here to get crew, research, films, to fight the globalists. We want to win. That's what we're after. What makes our boat float? Fighting tyranny. I mean, because the tyrants are a bunch of crooks. I mean, if you don't have an instinct to fight them, something's wrong with you. And so buy the books, buy the videos, buy your storable high-quality seeds from us, your high-quality storable food from InfoWarsStore.com, the great eFoods Direct products. Buy subscriptions to the magazine. Makes a great gift subscription. Get a one-year subscription, 12 issues, give it to your police department. Mm-hmm. Just put their address in there, pay for it. Boom, it includes shipping. Buy them in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100. Big color glossy magazine with the most hardcore articles of the month and a lot of original graphics and articles as well. The latest issue is the hoax issue, exposing all the government hoaxes. Kent in Mississippi, then Paul, Mark, and Sean. Kent, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
All right. I just got a couple points I just wanted to make. Just been awake for, you know, a few years now, and I've got to work every single day preaching, trying to, you know, show people just search engine, Operation Northwoods, Gladio, Ajax, et cetera, the UN, David Spangler. No one will enter the New World Order without taking a Luciferian pledge. Why can't people understand, you know, a.k.a. the New World Order? You know, they're taking over the planet.
I've gone to the Congressional Record, seeing these famous quotes, and they're in there going, we will have to pay for the New World Order in blood. We pledge to Lucifer. I mean, these people are crazy.
Well, let's look at, you know, I was just going to say, you made that montage, I think it was last week or the week before, and people keep saying there's no New World Order, and you lined up all these clips showing that all these people have called for a New World Order or a world government.
Which defines it as a world government.
Yeah.
And then Joe Biden goes, I want a New World Order, but it doesn't exist.
Pretty much.
Well, let's look at the UN Arms Trade Treaty. This is something that they've been planning for quite some time. They had this coming up for a vote in July, but they were still really getting hit with this Fast and Furious scandal, right? So they pushed that, and they said, we'll do that after the election.
And then they ran the false flags.
Right.
What does your gut tell you about Sandy Hook and Aurora?
Oh, I think it's false. Yeah, I think they're false flags. The timing was just too suspicious. They did that 1 week exactly before they were going to have the UN vote.
Well, they should have gotten better actors, too.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it didn't really,
the worst actors I've ever seen.
It didn't really overcome the narrative and the news that was going on with Fast and Furious, because the Republicans were really hitting that for political gain just before the election. So they said, we're going to come back after the election. So abruptly, I was up there at the UN. We were filming just for this very issue with another group. And they pulled it out abruptly, like 2 days before. They said, that's it. We're going to come back after the election. They came back the very day of the election, and they were ready to do this in the lame duck session if they needed to. But because Obama and the Democrats were having a good election, they said, we're going to revisit this in March when they've got even stronger.
And magically, what came next?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing about Sandy Hook is when we went out to the this recent rally, we were asking Acevedo and even some other people, and that's Sandy Hook was the thing that nobody really wanted to talk about. Every time we brought the question, someone's like, well, I don't know too much about that shooting. I don't know too much about that shooting. But I'll tell you about Virginia Tech. I'll tell you about the Aurora shooting. I was like, why doesn't anybody want to talk about Sandy Hook when it's the new thing that's pushing the new agenda out there?
Well, I mean, most of those people, because I've been to literally, let's not exaggerate, 20 of the 10 bureaucrat marches. And, I mean, it's all either kind of mental patients they bring along, or it's government workers, or it's actual globalist agents.
Oh, yeah. And I think the reason they didn't want to talk about Sandy Hook when they're pushing their registration agenda. I mean, this is a guy who, regardless if you believe the official story says that the guy stole the firearm from his mother. And they don't want to talk about that. Can you say, well, if you get stricter background checks, how's it going to stop a guy from stealing a gun? You know, they don't want to bring that up. But I think that's
incredible. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central tonight. I'm hosting it. These guys will be in there with more news and commentary. But we're going to go to overdrive, and I promise I'm going to shut up and go to Mark and Sean and Paul and Ron and a few others. Ron in New York, the retired cop. I need to call him. He's got some good intel for me. I got his number in my cell phone. I haven't called him yet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.